Hi. So I'm so glad you could come out for coffee. I've had the wildest day. I just want to sit back, relax, and share it with you because it is just crazy. You'll never believe this. Okay. So you know how we found that cute store and there was that scarf and that pair of earrings that I really, really wanted? I know, but money's been tight, right? Okay, I told you that. Well, I decided to go back to the store. Yeah, after you went home. I went back to the store and I decided that I just had to have them. And all of a sudden, this like frisky side of me came out and I don't know, I felt daring. So I shoved the little scarf into my pocket of my jeans and I put the earrings down in my panties. Yeah, I did. I told you, I was feeling like so naughty and I don't know, just I almost felt invincible. So I did. I took the scarf and the earrings. And you know, I thought they won't even notice them. So I started walking out of the store and from the corner of my eye, I noticed a security guard. I actually noticed him when we had walked in. He was checking us out. The tall, dark-haired one, you know, hair cut short, like he's just freshly cut it with clippers, dark brown eyes, a little bit of facial hair. Yeah, taller. Yeah, that's him. So, I caught him out of the corner of my eye and I started to get a little nervous because he saw us go in, he saw what we were looking at. And now all of a sudden he had a firm stare on me, like eyes locked. But I decided to just play it cool. And I kept walking, kind of like still browsing, like I was still interested in a few other items and making my way towards the front of the store. Kind of sauntering. Yeah, I was sauntering and just, you know, like I'm still chilling and shopping. And all of a sudden, he started walking towards me now. I mean, there were other people in the store. He could have been walking towards anybody for any reason. So I continued to ignore him. I, you know, touched a few sweaters and, you know, kept walking towards the front and I noticed his pace quicken. And next thing I know, he's got me around my elbow. He's got my arm and he leans in and he's like, "Ma'am, I need to talk with you." I don't know if he has seen any of what I've done. So I play dumb, right? I'm like, "Oh, okay, sure, sir. What's wrong? How can I help you?" So he leads me off to the back. And you know, behind the cash register, there's the two doors. And the one on the left, you always see them going in for their inventory and whatnot. But the one on the right, you never really see many people going in. Well, he takes me in through that door that says private on it. He takes me in and he goes back there with me. And all there is in the room is a small table and one chair. Yeah, it kind of looked like in the movies when the cops take them into an interrogation room. Well, get this. The security guard says he caught me shoplifting. And at first I was like, no, there's no way, right? So I denied it and I kind of, you know, played like the helpless victim and that he saw wrong and I tried convincing him. But he was not going for it. He was sure he knew what he saw. And so next thing I know, he tells me in, you know, that kind of authoritative tone. He's got that dark navy shirt on with the dark pants and his pepper spray. And, you know, he was a little intimidating. So I thought maybe he did actually see me as he commanded me to take off my shirt. Yeah, right there. I mean, the door was closed, it was private, and he kept telling me that if I didn't take off my clothes, he was going to call the cops and that it was, you know, just he needed to confirm what I stole, how much I stole, and that it would all be over, right? I couldn't believe it. I was just kind of shaking my head, and next thing you know, I did it. I took my shirt off. And I showed him. I was standing there in my bra, and I showed him. I didn't have anything. I didn't know what he was talking about. So he came around behind me, and next thing I know, I felt him trace his fingers along the edge of my jeans. And he followed the whole line of my jean across over my hip and to the front, making me feel a little uncomfortable. So I start pleading with him, telling him like, no, you've got this wrong. And, you know, would you please know, is there anything I can do to convince you? I think you've got this all wrong. Yeah, I said it all. But he proceeded to use his fingers to reach down into that front pocket, and he pulled out the scarf. And so he caught me. He caught me red-handed. He caught me shoplifting. And what could I do? Right? So I started begging him again, asking him, pleading with him, you know, that I didn't have a record. This was my first time I'd ever done this, and how stupid I was. And, you know, the bugger, he had like this little smirk on his face, and he told me to take the jeans off. And I'm thinking, what the hell? Like, he got the scarf. He doesn't know any about anything else. He's got the scarf. He's caught me. Like, why isn't this just ending here? And then I realize he's checking out my rack. His eyes are going along my cleavage and between my bra. And then he follows the strap up over my shoulders, and he's checking me out. And that's when I realized, I think he's attracted to me. And I think he likes the private room, and I think he likes the situation he's in. But, you know, he's still demanding that I take my jeans off. And so I decide to maybe play a little coy. What's it gonna hurt, right? So I take my jeans off. And as I'm taking the jeans off, one of the earrings falls to the floor. Yeah. Yeah. Just one of them. The other one's still up in my panties. But one of them fell to the floor. And so I watch him like it's in fucking slow motion. I watch him, and he picks up the earring, and he looks up at me and kind of stands in slow motion. And the fucker simply says, "Bend over." And I'm like, what? And he kind of pushes me towards the table. And he's got this like very strong smirk across his face. So I'm half knowing he's attracted to me, but half understanding that he's doing his job, right? Like the security guard, he's finally caught a perp. I'm a goddamn perp. Anyways, so I decide to just lean into it. I leaned in onto the table, and next thing I know, I hear the snap of a rubber glove. Yeah, yeah. He put a rubber glove on, and he takes his fingers and he traces them down my ass crack. Oh my God, I can't even believe I'm admitting this. He takes his finger down my ass crack, and he, yeah, you're right. You're motioning with your hands. You're understanding what I'm saying. He put his finger in my ass, and then he put it through forward up to my pussy, and he reached inside. And of course, pushing the panties out of the way in order for him to do this, he pushed the other earring out, and it landed on the floor. So the guy, you know, yeah, he talks about how he's caught me and how I'm guilty and how, you know, I'm not going to be able to get out of this. So I start begging him even more. And I tell him how desperate I am and how I find that him in his uniform, he's kind of sexy. And I decide in that moment to play to his basic instincts. Yeah, I shift gears and I kind of go silent. I slowly turn my body around, forcing his hand out from where it was. And I decide to reach out with my hand, and I rubbed his crotch. And guess what? I found that he was hard. His hard cock was hiding underneath those dark blue pants. So I noticed the smile on his face. We're both in agreement, because you know what? He was fucking hot, and I'm caught in this position. So I decided that I would unbuckle his pants, unzip the zipper, and take that cock out. And I simply whispered to him, "I know you want it." And then I bent down and got on my knees and I began to suck it. Mm-hmm. I did. Honest to God. It was pretty hot. It was. Well, you saw him. He was fucking sexy. So I gave him a blowjob. I thought maybe that would get me off of the charges, get him off. And I just calmly stroked his cock and I sucked it. And just before I could feel him start to pulse and throb, I really started getting into it. I could feel myself getting wet. Yeah, it wasn't just about getting off the shoplifting charges. I wanted him. Well, you know me and strangers. A total stranger in a shopping mall. Probably never see this bugger ever again. Oh yeah. Yeah, my pussy got the better of me. I got even more wet. So I stroked him harder and faster so that he would get right to that edge. And then I stood up and I pushed him down onto the chair. Mm-hmm. But you know what? At this point, he was going along with it. Oh yeah. So he's sitting on the chair and his cock is just glistening with my spit all over it. So I spin around on my heel and I grab each of my ass cheeks. I give my right side a little spank and I can see his cock just throb. And he kind of grabbed the side of the chairs and with each hand kind of firmly, you know, got his stance on the chair. He knew it was coming. Yeah, I spread my ass cheeks apart, gave him a little peek, and then I decided to sit upon that hard cock. I did. And you know what? It was so fucking sexy. Him in that interrogation chair, me turning the tables on him. I'm sitting on top of him and riding his cock. Oh, it was amazing. I felt in control. I felt powerful. I felt like such a slut. So I rode him. Oh yeah, I rode him. I rode him for quite a while. I could feel his hands leave the chair and they came on my hips and he was guiding me up and down, but it didn't last long. Neither of us lasted very long. It was so fucking hot. So I let him. I did. I let him come inside me. I couldn't interrupt him. He was going so hard and it felt so good. So I just let him shoot his load up inside me. And as soon as I felt him kind of going a little soft and I felt, you know, could hear his breath slowing down and I kind of regained myself, I decided that I wasn't going to say a word. I just put my pants back on, put all my clothes back on for that matter, and he just sat there. He was stunned. I think the poor fuck was in shock, but I also think he was exhausted. And I just turned around, gave a little wink, and then I decided to whisper, "I learned my lesson." And I walked out of that room with my head held high and my pussy full of cum.